Merry Christmas, and welcome to the F Plus Podcast. Apparently, I'm a ghost now. I don't know why.
Terrible place, terrible things. Red with enthusiasm in the room tonight. We have Jack Chick. That's me. No one else, because you know what this is. This is another fucking Jack Chick nightmare episode. So we're going to fucking get it going. And I'm already swearing way too much. Great. Cool. All right. This one's going to be a little not safe for work. So maybe don't listen to this podcast ever at work. That's a terrible idea. But if you're going to do it, listen to it with enthusiasm, right? That way I can stay on brand. Lemon, please respect my branding capabilities here, okay? So, what do we have today? We have some Christmas poetry, okay? But it's not what you think it is, okay? So, first off, the doc provided by the Lizard. Thank you so much, so very much for putting this doc together. I had actually asked the Lizard to put this doc together on short notice, and they came through in the clutch. I am, in fact, recording this on Christmas Eve, or, you know, the night before Christmas, as it's more commonly known on this podcast. But like I said, this is not an episode of the poetry you think it is, okay? This is going to be a different thing, all right? I know. It's, try and get over your shock, but it's going to be cool, all right? All right. All right, so this first one is called Generic Christmas. That is the section. Apologies. And this is first a really, really rude Christmas poem sourced from the Money Saving Expert forums. All right. This is by Nighthawk. Nighthawk has 6,119 Forumite. And this post comes from the 8th of December in 2006. He lay her on the table so white and clean and bare. His forehead wet with beads of sweat, he rubbed her here and there. He touched her neck and felt her breasts, and drooling touched her thighs. The slit was wet and everything set, he gave a joyful cry. The hole was wide, he looked inside, all was dank and murky. He rubbed his hands, then stretched his arms, then stuffed that bloody turkey. May I wish you and your dirty mind a very Merry Christmas. And then we have colon Santa 2 colon colon Xmas sign colon colon Santa 2 colon colon Xmas sign colon Santa 2 colon Xmas sign colon Xmas tree colon. Okay, great, fantastic. All right, that wasn't too bad. I think we're doing all right. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. I am glad to have all, each and every one of my beautiful listeners here. While I drink this here bourbon. Oh yeah, that's good. Alrighty. We are drinking Bullet Bourbon. That is my preferred brand of bourbon. I really like the kind of high rye flavor that it has. So good bourbon if you want to drink it. So we're going to the next section here. So not too excited that we've only had one of those sections. And this one is called... nice night before Christmas, non-horny poems. Lizard, what did I tell you? I told you no night before Christmas poems. Okay, maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe it won't be that bad this time, okay? It's gonna be fine. Everything's fine. We're fine, okay? This post is from writingforums.com. It's called Luther's Peril. This is by Charles 003434 on November 23rd of 2022. It is not open for further replies. So Frank West, don't fucking try. Okay? I'm watching you. All right. It was the night before Christmas and all were in shock. The show was about to start at 4 p.m. What have I gotten myself into? God damn it. Okay. The show was about to start 4 p.m., said the clock. A plus, no notes. The man in the ring was known as Erasmus the Mad. The fans were all rapid and not very glad. Erasmus didn't know... Okay, nope, good, great. Good and great. Okay. Also, this was, it was the night, it's not even a twas, like, God, they fucked this up. Okay. Twas the night before Christmas, and all were in shock. Rasmus didn't know it. Oh, but he had one tough opponent. The curtain pulled back, showed a man wearing all black. He was not interested in money nor in fame. Martin Luther was his name. All the other wrestlers tried to jump. God, what? All the other wrestlers tried to jump him, and this was not fair. Luther knelt down and said a quick prayer. Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down to the heavens descended Chuck Norris. God. Fuck. He delivered a kick which caused a tornado, then lifted up his hand and said, "There ye go." Clearly this is a typo. They were actually going to say, "Here, Jago," referencing the character from the hit video game Killer Instinct. But not the best characters. The best character is TJ Combo. Luther continued his mission, for he had a hope, but down from the rafters descended the Pope. He handed Luther a numerous pages note and it said, "You are excommunicated, you stupid dope." The Pope thought Luther would not get past. Then Luther said, "You can shove the right up your ass. This is more important than some simple bank heist. I bow down to no one save Jesus Christ." Okay, so he didn't have another rhyme for heist, right? Like, for Christ, right? So he's just like, what fucking rhymes with Christ? I don't know. Heist. Yeah, perfect. Ship it. Book it. Got it. Done. Oh, and that's the end of it. Great. No, that was super good. Really feeling good about this. So I think we've gotten a good sample of this section. I do not have a good enough sample of my bourbon here, so we're just gonna have a little nip, you know, just get you through the afternoon. Once again, this podcast is brought to you by Bullet Bourbon. It's not actually brought to you by them, because they're probably shitheads, because they live in Kentucky. And that's not to say that everybody lives in Kentucky or shitheads, but Kentucky does have a high shithead population. And so we love you, everybody who isn't a shithead who lives in Kentucky. And also everybody who isn't a shithead and lives somewhere else. That is, you know, because, I mean, really, when you think about it, every place either is or is not Kentucky. And so, you know, I'm feeling a lot of gratitude and joy that I don't live in Kentucky, is what I'm trying to say. I've also never been to Kentucky, so, but you know, I've seen stories, or at least like an episode of Murder, She Wrote, and that didn't go so well. Somebody died. And so that kind of soured me on Kentucky. And you might be thinking to yourself, Jack Chick, are you stalling for time because you don't want to read the next poem? And the answer is yes. Yes, I am. So I guess I should probably read this poem, huh? All right, so this one is called A Puppy's Christmas, a poem sourced from forum.psychlinks.ca. That's good, because I like puppies, and I like Christmas, and I like Night Before Christmas poetry. So also, just in case anybody was not clear, I did, in fact, ask the Lizard to put together another doc of Night Before Christmas garbage. So my joke earlier there was a joke. Thank you very much to the Lizard. Super, super appreciated. It's the day before Christmas, and all through the house, the puppies are squeaking, an old rubber mouse. The wreath with... what? Okay. The wreath which had merrily hung on the door is scattered in pieces all over the floor. The stockings that hung in a neat little row now boast a hole in each one of the toes. The tree was subjected to bright-eyed whims, and now, though splendid, it's missing some limbs. I catch them and hold them. Be good, I insist. They lick me, then run off to see what they've missed. And now as I watch them, the thought comes to me that theirs is the spirit that Christmas should be. Should children and puppies teach us the way, and teach us the joy that should come with this day? Could they... Could they bring the message that's written above and tell us that most of all Christmas is love? Alright, that's maybe like the best thing I've ever read on one of these. Like, it had good... Like, all of the rhymes worked. It kept the meter, everything just kind of worked. There wasn't even like a bunch of misspellings. There was only a little bit that I had to kind of mangle in order to get. Okay. Oh boy. All right. Hey, F plus. Do you want to go to Reddit? Okay. Yeah. No, it sounds like none of us want to go to Reddit, so maybe we could just skip this one. All right. I am getting a sign from the Lord God, which is just this piece of paper that I pasted on my wall that says no. So no, we don't get to skip this one. So this one is Happy Rib Day Eve, sourced from Reddit, posted by user Dave Ricketts 3 days ago. 5 years ago, a friend of mine and I wanted to have a food day, so we decided to make ribs, sides it over the top hot chocolate, and have some beers in between. Rib Day has now grown into an annual event on the first Saturday of December that brings people I know from all over together to eat good food and catch up with each other. In an hour of the 5th year celebrating, I have adapted a poem and sent it to the attendees to drum up some excitement for tomorrow. So this sounds like they are Canadian, I think, because they spelled honor wrong. That put that fucking U in there. But they say Z instead of Z too. It's ridiculous. All right. So this is "Twas the Night Before Rib Day." "'Twas the night before rib day when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even Lajos. What? I Lajos? La Laos? I don't. This is Larry Apple Juniper Ocean Sand, right? Lajos. I don't fucking know. Okay. Anyways. Onwards and upwards, right? Okay. The seasonings were laid on the counter with care, in hopes that Saint Barbecue soon would be there. The friends were nestled all sn the friends were ne the friends were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of salty sweet ribs danced in their heads. God, that line sucks. Okay. Fuck. Okay. And George in her jumper and I in my hat had just settled on our snacks for a long winter's chat. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. You just said that you were not in bed. Like, how the fuck did you get this so wrong? What, okay, now I don't even know what's going on. Dogs are sleeping with cats. Like, we, you know, I need this poem to set the scene for me. Okay. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but massive racks of ribs from 8 tiny pig deer, with a little old driver so ready for a rendezvous, I knew in a moment it must be say barbecue. Okay. All right. Now I know this is a little outre for an episode of the F Plus, but let's all take a nice deep breath in and deep breath out. Okay, we're gonna. Okay, we're gonna push out the jive, and then we're gonna bring in the love. Okay, so one more. Okay. Now I feel with that centering and another nip of bourbon. Okay. I think we're going to be prepared to go through the rest of this poem. Okay. But we are going to repeat that last line. So then in case you haven't soaked in just how terrible it is, you could soak in it. Oh God, I just read ahead and it gets worse. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. With a little old driver so ready for a rendezvous, I knew in the moment it must be Saint Barbecue. Yeah, God. Okay, we can do this. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now salsa, now pulled pork, now ribs and sauce, on friends, on eaters, on relations, and get ready to. Okay, no, I am a professional. I got this. Now salsa, now pulled pork, now ribs and sauce. On friends, on eaters, on relations, and get ready to nosh. On, to the top of the garden, to the top of the wall, to the top of the sweat as it runs down my pulse. Sorry. The food we share shall not fall. Mine was better. He was dressed in his dungarees from shoulders to foot, and his clothes were covered with ashes and soot. A bundle of meat carried out over the hill, and he looked like a madman lighting the grill. So on this magical night, sleep well, fast hard, and just wait for the bell. And with that, he gave a shout to all those in sight. 'Twas the night before rib day, and to all a good night. Okay. You know, I didn't think that one was going to be that bad. That was that bad. Why did that happen to me? Right? I'm a good guy. I pay my taxes. Like, why do I, you know, it's, I really look to the band Napalm Death in times like these and their song You Suffer, all 1 second of it. Because it really, you know, it just hits you, like, right there when he says, you suffer. And that's all he says, because that's the extent of the song. Because the song is not actually, it's not actually a song, because it doesn't have any kind of form to it. It's just, like, a couple of notes and somebody yelling. And that does not qualify for a song, actually. Because a song actually needs to have different thematic elements presented in some kind of sequence and some form of form. So anyways, I don't think that you came here to hear me ruminate about musical scansion, but you should have, because that's what you're getting, and I'm going to give you what you want, and what you want is me to ramble some more about musical scansion. That way I don't need to read a sea mass poem to enjoy with a little weed. Great, now I'm rhyming with everything I say. Fantastic, that's just what's going to make my day. Oh boy. Okay. So this is from Reddit/r/entwives. Is this? I need to know what this is. Whoa there, partner. Oh, right. Yeah, my VPN doesn't let me go to Reddit on this computer. That's okay. I have a mobile phone. So I'm going to use my mobile phone, and I am going to navigate to /r/entwives to discover if these are women who want to be married to the Ents from the Lord of the Rings or some other such tree people. Because I don't think that's what it is, but, you know, it's the fucking internet, so. Oh, I can't view this because I would need to have the Reddit app installed, and I don't. But it looks like it's some kind of weed thing. So they're, you know, women who are married to the trees. I guess... Are all wives women? I don't know. I'm sorry. I hope that I have not made anybody feel uncomfortable there. Because I don't want to do that. Other than make me feel uncomfortable, which is what this is doing. In case nobody was clear on that. So this is from user Redcliffe Stacy. Okay, and this is called, I think, Cannabis Adjacent is the name of the poem. So, good. Great. 'Twas four nights before Christmas and all through my house. Okay, so is that 4 days? Like, is this happening in 4 days simultaneously? Is this the 4 day simultaneous time cube? Is that what this is? I was educated as a dumby. Okay, 'twas four nights before Christmas, and all through my house, there are chocolate smudges like a trail from a mouse. Chocolate on the door, chocolate on the floor, chocolate and caramel on the oven, the sink, and more. The back room is cluttered with all kinds of mess, but also a lot of love tears and the rest. The gift bags are loaded and labeled with care, filled with goodies I've worked hard to share. So I sit with my bong and my fabulous weed, getting psyched out up to go out in the cold and do the next deed. Then when I am done, I'll bundle up nice and warm. I'll load all these bags and go out into the storm. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Copyright symbol. and a sweating smile emoji. And now, longer than the poem is the post after the poem. Rolling on the floor laughing emoji, joy emoji, sweat smile emoji. Can ya al tell I ran out of creativity real fast? Wish I had time to do more than just write first things that pop in my head. But here we are. Time for me to bundle up warm. The real truth is I hate delivering them. I get anxious and nervous. So stupid, I'm not a natural in social situations like Hubs is, even though most goodies go to my friends. He is the one that goes to the door. I just drive most places. The other truth is I talk a lot when I'm anxious and feeling socially awkward. If I delivered each one, Hubs would be melting in the car waiting for me as I would feel need to chatter. Yikes! Who has time for that this time of year? Hope ya al get a little giggle or at least a tiny smile from my session silliness. Happy weed time and happy holidays if you celebrate any. If you don't, thanks for tolerating the rest of us. Grinning emoji. Well, that was not lovely. I feel like my heart grew 3 sizes today. I also ate an entire like bacon and cheese burrito right before this, so that might also be contributing to my heart enlargement. And you know, hypertension is fun for the whole family. But especially fun for me. So that's cool. It's, you know, we can keep going, I guess. I'm almost out of my first glass of bourbon here. That's not good. But, you know, we're soldiering on. We're pushing through. We are, we're making it happen. We are living the dream. Because that's what this is. This is a dream. This is everything I've ever wanted, is to have a lovely Christmas of reading this shit while I sit in my house by myself. That's what I always wanted, right? Isn't that what you want? Good. 'Twas the night before murder! From the Everything Everything fandom wiki. Ian Murder, user Psy100, non-canon. The characters and or events depicted in this article are non-canon to murder community. 'Twas the night before... Okay. Yep, starts right there. Good. So there's a lot of new lines in here, but not between those two sentences. 'Twas the night before Christmas when a killer went around with a... Okay. Yep. Good. Great. 'Twas the night before Christmas when a killer went around with a blade. Not a person lived that long, not even a maid. The victims were stabbed and shocked with great care, while all wishing on a star for Saint Nick to be there. The guests were nestled all snug in their beds, while one vicious man went and cut off their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for an eternal dirt nap. A dead body on the front lawn, which everyone were going to see at dawn. I sprang from my bed to see a guest covered in red. And then there was a clatter, and I went to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I ran like the Flash. Tore open the shutters, and then a guest got a slash. When what? To my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh. And 8 den reindeer with a bloody old driver. So slashed very quick. In that moment, I realized the killer had killed old Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, the killer's courses they came. As he took the sleigh and whistled. And shouted. And called. Them by name. Now murdered. Now shot. Now shocked, now killed, on homicide, on second degree, on first degree, and stabbed. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, happy murder to all, and to all a good night. You know, I always think, like, I'm going to hit a point where, like, these are boring and these are no longer, like, funny to me. And, like, you know, like, I've seen it all. I've felt it all. Like, I've been through it all. And, like, this is not that. It never ends. Like, it never ends. It's always somehow it keeps getting worse. But you know what does end is that section. Right? So, Doc again by the lizard. And this is the last section in the document. And it is the horny section of the document. Because, of course, it is. If you thought you were getting out of this without horniness, you are wrong. So this is the naughty night before Christmas horny poems section of the document. And yeah, this is Twas the Night Before XXXmas. This is sourced from lushstories.com. It is a humorous play on a classic, not meant to offend anyone. And it's from 2013. Twas the night before XXXmas, and all through the house you could hear Mama purring, hoping for a good rouse. Her stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes of getting another new pair. Mama was in her negligee, and I in silk boxers, settling in for a night of playing doctor. Ugh. God. Okay. When outside there was such a noise, that I jumped up, dropping Mama's toys. To the window I ran, whipping open to look. And what did I see before my eyes? You missed a line. Okay. Yeah, no, it's all rhyming couplets, and you just missed a line. Perfect. Good. And what did I see before my eyes but eight little sluts spreading their thighs? A jolly old man had a huge grin, taking each one until he was done. Okay, good, great. Nope, that's good. Okay. Up the chimney he flew as his little sluts laid back, dripping with dew. Okay, so canon, when Santa fucks you, you end up dripping Mountain Dew. That's just it's just logic, really. With a wink and a flash, down the chimney he came, carrying a sack full of toys for Mama's little game. Without a word, to work he went, sniffing Mama's stockings and taking in her scent. Gross. Placing the toys with care, he winked at Mama and said she had to share. Then with a jerk of his cock up the chimney he flew. He gathered his sluts and collared them tight, crapping his... Yeah, sure, cracking, crapping, whatever, it's all the same. Hi, little cat, I do not need you right this very second. Thank you, though, I love you very much. Crapping his whip, they soon took flight. In the distance, I heard him call, Merry Christmas to all, and if you need help with Mama, give me a call. Oh, boy. Okay. Good, 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 good. That is the poetry that we all craved, we all wanted. It's everything. It's everything you want. It's everything you need. And other songs by Eve Six. You know, and let me know on Ball Pit that that isn't an Eve Six song, because I don't know who it's by. But, you know, it could be by Eve Six. You don't know me. This is called The Night Before. It's sourced from FetLife.com. It's from Mr. Bojangles 888. Some good enunciation there. You hear that? Eight. Some good T. Some T action. All right, first glass of bourbon down. Do I have to do this? I don't have to do this. This is a choice. I am making a conscious choice. I am being mindful, and I am bringing some intentionality to this practice of reading the absolute worst shit on the fucking internet for you. Okay? So respect. Put some respect on my name. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This poem is about an orgy. 'Twas the night before the orgy, and all through the pubs, not a creature was stirring, not even your subs. The toys were packed up and polished with care, pets sleeping with dreams of pulling their hair, the babies and brats with all hopes to be fed, all hoping that daddy would soon let them give head. With belt in hand and quite a few straps, I was to make sure that pappy would make that ass clap. I pull on the reins with my seat in the saddle, I hopped on my whip and bolstered my paddle. Arise, a chub rose above my sack, knowing poppers, lube, and a whip in my pack. Now was the time, not much more to be said, with sure face and ass cheeks were soon to be red. After that was said and done, the gentle me deeny, gent, bleh, excuse me, gentlemanly demons all having their fun. The cumdumps were happy and treated quite right, so to all a happy ending and to all a good night. Dag's poem, Night, Christmas, Orgy, Cumdump. Okay, we got another one from lushstories.com. I don't know, should I give myself a choice here? Should I read this next poem or should I not read this next poem? I vote to not read this next poem because I don't want to. Okay, so this next poem is written by Darkseid. Sorry, it is written by Darkseid. 'Twas the night before Xmas, my pussy was very red. Okay, good, great. Great. 'Twas the night before Xmas, my pussy was very red, reflecting the light from Santa's cloak on my bed. I watched as he dropped his belt on the floor, followed quite quickly by a knock at the door. I looked straight at Santa. Santa stared at the door. Hide here, I said, under the bed, on the floor. 1 minute, I shouted as I put on my robe, and after hiding his sack, I opened the door. We have reason to believe, said police dressed in black, you are hiding a man dressed in red with a sack. In order to protect Santa, because I was needy, I let my robe drop. It was, oh, so seedy. Mr. Policeman's jaw did drop, and soon his pants I made follow, and with his cock thrust down my throat, 'twas not long before I did swallow. Next I got him to lay on the bed as I climbed on top and laid my breasts on his head. I was horny that night as I rode on his cock, and up inside me, my G-spot it knocked. From the bed underneath, I saw him move to his sack. Santa could have left, but he came right back. His cock was hard as the one I was riding, and dear old Santa soon started grinding. One up my pussy and one up my bum. Soon the both of them started to come. Hooray! It's English. As we slowly ground to a halt, the policeman spied my man in red. Without a further moment's thought, his gun he pulled to shoot him dead. What? Okay. No, it's fine. It's all fine. Just reading a poem about getting ass fucked by Santa and then he gets murdered by a cop. This is why you can't trust the police, right? They will fucking murder Santa Claus, right? You can't have police. You ain't never fuck a cop. It's just, you know, if you have the opportunity to fuck a cop, don't. Okay? All right. So I have to say just how sorry I am for behaving so badly that Santa wanted my bum. Great. I think you would, if it wasn't for me, have lovely, nice presents under your tree. But in my defense, I would like to say, doubling up just made my day. That was, without a doubt, the worst fucking poem I've ever read. I mean, maybe there was a doubt there. I don't know. That sucked. That was not fun. That was just fucking... Ugh, God. God. All right. All right. All right. All right. So I counted the total number of poems, and we have 5 left in this document. All right? You think we can get through 5 fucking poems? We've already been through 8. All right? We can do 5 more. How bad could it get? How bad, dear F Plus listener, do you think this could possibly get? How bad? I don't think it could get that bad, right? I mean, come on. We've done a lot of these at this point. Couldn't possibly get that bad. And my cat just attempted to jump up on my computer and failed. And now she is kind of upset. Raven? Raven, it's going to be okay. If you thought this was getting edited out, it absolutely is not. Because Raven is fucking adorable. I love her so much. Okay. Alright, this is the night before Dixmas. Yeah! Poem info. In honor of 2K views for Sheldon, a little holiday special. What? The fuck does that mean? Alright. 'Twas the third night of Hanukkah, and up at the farm, all my best pals and I gathered here in the warm. Josephina in her jammies, Dave and Misha in robes, and me in a snuggie without any clothes. Plus Aries, Olkaya, and Anna, and Raskin, with Sam Straub the one token straight, all were basking. Huddled up by the fire with Stilgar at our feet while waiting for the oven to beep for our treat. The mani was flowing, the glasses all filled, the kugel was cooling there up on the sill. The Sufganyat lay on a rack dripping oil, but the star of the evening was a tray lined with foil. On latkes, on soy steaks, on donuts and gelt, the latter kept by the window so as not to melt. On eggnog, on vodka, and green dragon tea, we're out to get wasted, we postmodern Maccabees. Joe turned to me, stoned, and said, "It's an injustice how much time the male gaze driven spends." What? Okay, did not expect it to go here. Joe turned to me, stoned, and said, "It's an injustice how much time the male gaze-driven media spends on just tits." "That's true," said Gay Dave. "What's in all this for me? Everyone owns butts, but what about the big D? Hold the phone," I declared. "It might not do for Christmas, but I nominate the third night of Hanukkah as Dixmas. Since Misha occurred and Sam said, why not? My emotion was carried by all Jews on the spot." "But wait," said Dear Joe, "I am but a humble goy. Do explain how we mark this occasion of joy." I thought, as did Misha, and off then I ran to score me a whiteboard and dry erase pen. "I now open the floor to you, my good queers. Let's make new traditions of good phallic cheer. Be there boy dicks or girl dicks or girt dicks in between. Flesh plastic or rubber, every peen's got a good peen." "A contest," said Ares from out in the kitchen, "to see which demon dick can extend furthest." "Bitchin'," I concurred, and further suggested our cast should see who fits Ulkaya's arm furthest up the ass. "You're on, Squiddy." That's right. This is a secret poem by Squiddy McConwy. So, you know, you're getting fucking called out. "You're on, Squiddy," Special Agent Raskin replied. "I'm unmatched among mortals. I can get it inside. To the transverse, I'd say." And I told her, "You're on." But just then we were blinded by light bright as the dawn. And in warped the prince who had brought a surprise, the great outbreeder Whitecliff from Tau Ceti V. Since the gang could not translate their buzzing and clickings, I explain they bring tidings of sentient plant dickings. And to this a toast was declared by us all, this great night should pay homage to dicks large and small. Flesh plastic or rubber or even bright green, this night shall be known as a festival of peen. You can lick it or suck it or take a great stupping or leave it alone save the pleasure of looking. So long as they're wielded with care and consent, Merry Dixmas to dick lovers, may you get bent. I did not enjoy that. That was bad. Okay. How are you, listener? How are you doing? Are you finding that this is presenting you with a sense of joy and appreciation? I hope so. I also hope that you're throwing things at your fucking audio player, because these are very bad poems. And speaking of very bad poems, this poem is called "The Night Before Ellipsis, Leave Out Milk and Cookies That Just Might Help," sourced from reddit.com/r/dating over 60. "'Twas the night before Christmas. On every old site, not a message was sent, and no one swiped right. The profile I'd posted was yesterday's news. It had been several weeks now without any news. I was happy alone. Time for self-care when awake. So I decided this Christmas to take a long dating break. With my cats and their whispers, and I in repose, had just settled in for some Netflix and doze. When out from my iPhone, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the couch to see what was the matter. It rang, it pinged, and then started to chime. In match, Bumble, Tinder, Christmas likes, right on time. Most were scammers and creepers, and there were plenty of bots, and good number of marrieds just looking for thoughts. Pics next to Harleys, pics on boats holding fish. I just wanted near normal, but wasn't getting my wish. Some men think that women will be served up on a skewer. Women know olds like panning for gold in a sewer. I'm not new to this scene, but it was still an education. So many matching than not talking, just to get validation. Was about to shut it all down when what did appear? A single man my age who lived close by here. His pics were fantastic, not a fish or motorcycle in sight. Who'd believe that one swipe had just made my night? He worked in high finance, had passport, puppies, and stuff. He had no pics that were shirtless, but I could tell he was buff. He was tall, dark, and handsome, this guy who had liked me. And much more important, he had his final decree. So how did I know I'd found my unicorn? The age in his profile matched the year he was born. I swiped right so quickly the phone flew out of my hand, diluting into thinking that any match at all was quite grand. I asked light, detailed questions designed to engage. Why is asking for civility enough to enrage? He asked me no questions, and his answers were terse, and three messages in, his innuendos were worse. As I watched the screen with three mats madly blinking, I hoped that he'd finally reveal what he was thinking. But all that he texted as he unmatched with a lurch was, "Thanks for the validation and good luck in your search." Well, that was kind of depressing. That was not horny at all. I was expecting horny, and that wasn't very horny. But now we're in Literotica, so you know we're gonna up the horniness here. Hopefully, we got some Minions and the Hulk happening. 'Twas the night before Christmas, while sitting at home, Sam's fantasies and thoughts were beginning to roam. While sitting beside him, filing young nails was young Sue. Sam's cock, it was growing, he didn't know what to do. She peeked to the side where she first caught the sight of Sam's raging hard-on, and it began to delight. His jeans, they were bulging, filled full with his dick. It wanted young Sue to give him a lick. When out of the blue, she ripped open his pants, grabbed hold of his cock, did the dick-sucking dance. Great. She sucked and she licked while her mouth was filled full with the cum that was coming from this raging young bull. Then, making Sam's dick do a vertical sand, she sat down upon it, removing her hand. It filled her young pussy with pleasure galore. Her tight little pussy kept begging for more. Then Sue, she exploded while sitting on Sam. Still fucking away, he continued to ram. And Sam come to an end and filled Sue with delight. He said, "Merry Christmas to all and have a fucking good night." Yeah, that one wasn't very good. We can do much better, right? I mean, I don't know. We've had some dumb bullshit here, but we're coming down to the end here. We only got a couple left. Soldiering forward here. My cat has returned. Hello, Raven. I'm sorry that I'm not giving you any attention right now, but you are very cute. Should I give you some tuna? I don't know if you think that I should give my cat some tuna. I think you should go and post on Ball Pit that I should give my cat some tuna. That I think would be a very valuable and valid thing for you to do. What's that? You're not sure where Ball Pit is? Why, that's at ballp.it. And also, there's a whole bunch of other Lemon websites that I'm supposed to plug, but I can never remember any of them. Sorry, Lemon. I love you. This one's called A Christmas Tale. It's from Literotica. I only have two ladies left, so we're in the home stretch, right? We're almost done. Almost done. We almost did it. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and I was up late to make sure presents all looked great. Perfect. A+. Finishing up, he heard a sexy call in his ear. What? Okay. So I was up late. Okay, good. So this is in the first person and third person omniscient simultaneously. Fantastic. I definitely feel very grounded. I know exactly what's going on. Finishing up, he heard a sexy call in his ear. "Honey, are you done? Can you please come here?" So I put down the wrapping paper and bows and entered the room lit by the TV's soft glow. I was greeted by a sight a pleasure to behold, my lovely wife wearing only a red ribbon and red hose. "Come to me, dear, sit with me on the bed, and read me a sexy tale that you wrote down from your head." What? Oh, that was really stupid. Okay. So I set it in and started reading an erotic tale while admiring her lovely body made my heart swell. Reading to her of love and lust that is so great, watching her shapely hips began to gyrate. I stared at the ribbon between her legs so fine as it turns bright dark crimson in a thin line. I continued to read. Her fingers ran over her fine form. I felt myself become so incredibly warm. She moves the fine ribbon just to one side. My growing excitement is becoming so hard to hide. Her finger turned small circles over her pink clit. I could see the moisture escape from her tight slit. There was no doubt her excitement was not alone. She could see how large my manhood had grown. "Open me first," she said in a growling moan. "Best Christmas gift from her I have ever known." Those words alone made my what? Those words alone made my swollen manhood hurt. It took all of my strength not to prematurely spurt. God, fuck. Okay. The red hose stretched over her lovely legs tickled my cheek. The red hose stretched over her lovely legs tickled my cheek as I made my way down to take a closer peek. The smell of her musk was driving me mad. The lovely wet gift just needed to be had. I stuck out my tongue to take a small taste, splitting her lips, her sweet nectar so great. I looked up and admired the lovely sight, my pleasured present struggling but losing the fight. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, all right, all right, all right, ladies. We're about to get sexy here. You ready? Her swollen orbs rising up and down with her deep breath. I tease her nipple on one lovely breast. My other fingers sneak up her milky smooth thigh. When I found the right spot, she made a loud sigh. Driving under my chin to her G-spot to find, my fingers buried deep against my knuckle she'd grind. When all of a sudden her whole body turned flush, and out of her womanhood came a shuddering gush. She shook and vibrated under my tongue. Her body's great pleasure had only begun. With a rare hunger, she started squealing with glee. "I can't wait. I want your thick cock buried in me." No sweeter music could I ever hear than my sexy wife wanting my hungry spear. It's still going. You know what? We're gonna have to dig deep and really push through to get this, okay? Right? So I took one last look of her wonderful release, and then kissing my way, kissing every crease, I kissed her so lustfully that she had to know that my love for her had a special Christmas glow. I bent down to her breast and took in hard nub. My long shaft against swollen lips, I proceeded to rub. This is the least sexy thing I've fucking ever read. I've been hornier doing my taxes, you know? I know sometimes she enjoys such tease when the sexy words from her mouth weakened my knees. No more time to be polite, the words flowed free. Oh God, I can't wait, please just fuck me. So I rotated my hips and took a long stroke and buried my card cock in her pussy so soaked. Her body shook as she swallowed all of me. I felt so much pleasure in the best place to be. Our bodies as one on this Christmas day. I did my best to slide in and out all the way. Her body contracted and my swollen orbs squeeze. There's a lot of orbs and they're all swollen. It's just orbs all the way down. Our shared pleasure to one giant release. My nose went numb, my vision went black, her whole body shudders, and her legs went slack. Also, that was the wrong word, shudders. So her whole body apparently is like one of those big metal doors at shops in the city. Wave after wave, ribbons of seed. Great. Just great. Filling her flexing and milking tight sleeve. Holding her close, enjoying my gift, she pats my back, my weight to lift. "Merry Christmas," she says with a small smile, sly smile, one I won't forget for quite a while. I enjoy one last look at her puffy lips, our shared release running out, starting to drip. No more beautiful sight ever seen to this day than my lovely spouse right after replay. So drifting asleep satisfied than I could ever be, I thought to myself, no one's luckier than me. A great gift does not take a lot of time or a lot of dough. Only a hot wife dressed in a ribbon and a bow. Oh boy. That was very long and very bad. Also, I just realized. Oh, never mind. God, fuck. Okay. Oh, good. Oh, no. Okay, so this last one. This is the last poem in the dog. This is the last thing, right? This is the final countdown. Okay? This one is called M4F, Twas the Night Before Christmas, or A Poem on How Playing Santa Got Me Laid at the Family Get-Together. Sourced from Reddit /r/ Dirty Pen Pals. This is by Spooky Sexy. Spooky. Okay. This prompt contains cousin/cousin, brother/sister, and mom/son incest. I am open to setting things up through Reddit PMs, Reddit chat, or Discord, but I would prefer to RP through either Reddit PMs or Discord. Thanks. What a coincidence. I would prefer not to RP with this person. Hi, little cat. You are wonderful. I love you very much. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Well, okay, not exactly, as I heard laughs ring out from the basement below me at a movie, no doubt. What was I doing upstairs all alone? I was simply relaxing and playing with my phone. You see, my mom called and said, Dad has the flu, so now the role of Santa now falls onto you. Though 40 years younger and 100 pounds light, I made that Santa costume look perfectly right. Oh, how they all cheered when they first saw me, my niece and my nephew and my cousin made three. They all sat me down and they read me their lists on what it would give them the most Christmas bliss. They thanked me for coming, then went up to bed, and thoughts of their toys and games danced in their heads. And now I sat alone with family moved to the basement to watch a movie or two. With my costume still on, I closed my eyes for a nap, but suddenly I felt someone sit on my lap. What are you doing up here? My cousin asked me. Don't you want to come down and watch some TV? Oh, Samantha, I'm tired, I told this cousin of mine. She rolled her eyes at me, then sipped on her wine. A young mom of one, she was just 23. She'd been single for years, just her and little E. You were so good with Ethan, she said with a smile. Haven't seen him liked up like that in a while. I was just doing my job, I replied with a grin. How fucking long is this shit? What? Oh my god, this is like fucking 5 pages. Fuck. God damn it. Okay. Where was I? Yeah, hi, little cat. Just a little bit, okay? I promise I'll give you some cat treats. I know. Okay. I was just doing my job, I replied with a grin, but I'm not sure I'm ready to do that again. We sat there for a bit, then things got quite weird when she wiggled in my lap and played with my beard. She whispered, oh hey, how about we go up quick, and Sammy will show you what she wants from Saint Nick. There was a look in my eye I had not seen before, but it took me no time to make a run for the door, her hand holding mine as we headed upstairs and into my bedroom without any cares. 10 minutes later, my bed was squeaking below as Samantha displayed what she wanted to show. Her sweater dress was hiked up, her black boy shorts in sight, with Santa's booty written across the back in white. She wrote me reverse cowgirl, cried, I'm Santa's lil' slut, now be a good boy and give me that nut. I came like a faucet, just like she had asked. I had just fucked my cousin. What an incredible task. Hooray! We cleaned up our mess, then we headed down, hoping we hadn't been caught thanks to our sexy sounds. I turned the corner to hear, where have you been, mister? Stopping and turning, I spotted my older sister. I panicked a bit. I had a secret to keep. Oh, just making sure everyone was asleep. I quickly changed subject. Did I do well as dad? She chuckled and shrugged, said it wasn't too bad. She passed by me, wanting to check on her too. So I decided to follow with nothing to do. As we passed by my room, she joked it smelled just like sex. And that set the stage for what happened next. She ended up on all fours, my hand on her head, as I gave her a fucking atop my large bed. I fucked her so hard her legs shook like jelly. Moments later, I came real deep inside her belly. We joined the group after our incestuous fling, and she nervously played with her wedding ring. Then all went to bed ready for Christmas morning, but my mom appeared without any real warning. I've got a present for you, she has said to my surprise. Now hold out your hands and just close your eyes. I did as I did just as told till it... Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. I did just as told till it was okay to see what my dear sweet mother had planned just for me. She wore a short red kimono and made the look complete with my hat on her head and fuck me heels on her feet. I wanted to thank you for playing your role. Now let mommy slide up and down your North Pole. We fucked on the couch. We fucked in the chair. I fucked her from behind while I yanked on her hair. And damn, I came hard for the third time that night. Merry Christmas to me. What a joyful delight. Good morning. We're just 2 days away from Christmas, so I'm looking for a female partner to help me write the story of a college-aged guy who steps in to fill the role of Santa at his family's Christmas get-together when his dad falls ill. Wait, what? Oh my god. Yeah, okay, no, we, ooh. Okay. Oh boy, yeah, okay, so this was a poem to, like, to prompt some other fucking RP bullshit, and then there's some, like, gross shit about using celebrities as, like, porn faces. Anyways. Okay, so F plus, what do we learn from this? Fucking jack shit, man. Like, what is there to learn from this? Like, fucking people are horny and weird and only know one goddamn Christmas poem. It's, yeah, I don't know. This always... I actually have a lot of fun doing this, but it's like, it gets a little dire when you're just kind of reading like the same thing over and over and over again, and it never gets better. But, you know, with that said, I hope that everybody enjoys this and you are having a lovely holiday season. And, you know, I hope that 2024 is a great year for you. And also, you should go to thpfpl.us, which is the website, and ballpit, which is ballp.it. And, yeah, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.